What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Drea, and welcome to the In Pursuit Podcast. This is the place where we will be discussing all things that fear has kept us from. So if you're ready, let's go ahead and get started. Get your notes out, get your papers out, because we're going after everything that fear has kept us from. You ready? Let's go. Hey, everybody. What y'all doing? Me? Nothing. Just sitting here about to start this podcast. This is the first episode. I'm probably just going to call it an intro. I'm going to try to keep this brief. But, you know, anybody that knows me, y'all already know I like to, you know, talk. But, this is the first episode. I'm so excited. Oh, my God. It's January 2nd. I said that I was going to start my podcast this month, this year, so I'm here. It's raining outside. It's gloomy. I look a mess. My hair ain't done, but I'm here. I'm here. I'm here for you. I'm here for all of you, because we need to get some souls saved this year, okay? We're not doing any more of that stuff that we was doing last year, okay? This is a podcast where we're going to be combating fear. We're going to identify fear in certain areas in our lives. And we're going to conquer that fear. We're not going to be scared no more. Okay? We're not letting fear hold us back from anything that we're trying to pursue. And we're going to receive everything that God has for us. So if you're interested in this podcast, go ahead and subscribe. Make sure you download this episode. Make sure you tell your friends. Because I know your friends need to get healed too. Because I know they still with that man. Let me stop. We starting already. We getting hype already. But yeah, make sure you tell your friends about this podcast. It's new. It's a new year. I hope you guys support me. But yeah, we're really going to get into some things this year. For you all who don't know me, of course, my name is Andrea. I go by Drea K. I do a lot of things. I sing. I write songs. I vlog. I am an event coordinator. And that's not by trade. That's by gift. Okay? And I mean, I do a lot of things. So I guess my whole idea of this podcast, my whole purpose of this podcast is to use my story and share my story as a way of helping other people, women in general. Growing up, I was very, let's say, lost. Yeah, I was very lost. I didn't really know what I wanted to be. I didn't know who I was as an individual. I just knew that I was always funny. I knew that I was always going to be a singer. I knew that I was always going to have this big life because I had all of these dreams, but I never knew how I was going to get there. So I turned into a procrastinator after, just going through a lot of things health-wise, relationship-wise, mentally, like, oh, girl, I've been through the ringer, okay? But after going through a whole bunch of stuff, you know, God really just entered into my life and entered into my heart and just put this assignment on my life. And I answered the call. And it's been a very trying season. It's caused me to be very patient, very vulnerable, as well as very honest and very open about the things that I've went through. So yeah, I'm here. I'm ready. I'm ready to start this journey. I'm no longer a procrastinator. Thank you, Jesus. I am healed and I'm ready. But the real question is, are you ready? Because I'm talking to the women that feel stuck. The women that are sitting in situations where they know that God did not call them to be there. I'm talking to women that know that they have an assignment on their life and they have purpose and they're scurrying around life trying to figure it out. Yep, I'm talking to you. Because a lot of y'all sitting in relationships that serve you no purpose. A lot of y'all are in toxic relationships. You're in abusive relationships with yourself and with other people. It may not be a spouse. It may be a friend, or it may be a job. It may be whatever type of friendship or relationship that is keeping you stagnant and not helping you to grow. I'm talking to y'all. I'm literally here to be your big sister. And I'm here to just kind of be that voice in your mind, or be that voice of reason that you never had. Me personally, when I was going through the things that I was going through, I didn't have anybody to sit and talk to me. You know, I didn't have any sisters. I didn't have any best friends. You know, I was always a loner. I always was somebody that was misunderstood in a way, you know, because I was always making jokes. I was always, you know, thinking of things that people, you know, didn't really think of. I was doing things that people didn't really want to do. Somewhat of an outcast, but I was also trying to fit in with everybody else. So I didn't have anybody guiding me or leading me into the right direction. I didn't have that going through the things that I was going through. So I honestly, I want to be that person for y'all. We all need some help. We all need some encouragement. We all need that voice in the back of our head. We all need an accountability partner. And that's who I want to be for y'all. So I'd like to think that I was sent to be that person. I don't want to give myself the opportunity to even think that I'm going to be that person for y'all, because that's what I want to do. I was sent here. Let's get that in check right now. I was sent here. God sent me here to be a vessel. God sent me here to be that person for y'all. So I hope that I can be able to articulate the things that I want to talk about in a way that will be receiving to you guys. I want it to be received. I want it to be impactful. And I want it to be effective. I want it to be a blessing for you guys. So, yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and end it right here, because if I keep talking, my neck gonna start hurting and my throat getting dry. Hold on, take a sip. Ice caramel macchiato, hello. So yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and end the intro right here. But yeah, it's just to show y'all that I'm not playing, to kind of prepare for the next episode. We have some homework to do. I want y'all to take about 10, 15 minutes to yourselves. If you have to go to a quiet place, if you have to sit in your car for a few minutes, I want you to really reverence, and I want you to really think about all the good things that God has done for you. At the same time, I want you to think about the things that you would love to be free from. I want you to think about what caused you to be angry, what caused you to hurt, what caused you to not be able to forgive, what caused you to not pursue the things that God has called you to do. I really want you to take some time and do that. And when we come back for the next episode, we're going to dive deep into those things. So yeah, make sure you guys follow me on that gram. Your girl's at 4,100 followers, but I'm getting up there. Last year, I was able to grow my Instagram account. I probably grew it in 2 months. I've grown it from 3,700 to 4,100. So she's making progress. So yeah, make sure you follow me on Instagram. My Instagram name is Drea's Story. That's DreasStory. And I will talk to y'all in my next episode. Y'all better be ready, because we're not playing. We about to go in this year, okay? I'm serious about that. So yeah, I will talk to y'all in my next episode. Bye.